for 7 years.
I see. So you came back and taught. Right. What did you teach?
Well, I taught in a very strange place.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's really kind of interesting. They wanted a girl that could ride horseback, and I could do that, and could chop wood, and I could do that, and carry her own water. And whenever we had water, I could carry water. Well, it was a way off, and I think it must have been at least 20 miles south and east of where we lived. And it was called Pickett Corral.
The school was called Pickett Corral.
Pickett Corral.
Why was it called Pickett Corral?
Well, it was a big district. That district was District 24, and it had altogether 5 schools in it. One way over west of the county, and one in the southern part of the county. And then there were, did I say 5?
Yeah.
There was Mountain View and Regner and Picnic Flats. Of course, Picnic Flats designates why it would be called Picnic Flats. And then I guess it was 4 schools. And then we had Pickett Corral. And the reason it was called Pickett Corral, in that little canyon, there was a sheepman's corral that was made in a Pickett Corral fashion. And they put the cedar posts on end, and they had the big part at the bottom and the narrow part at the top. And so they naturally named the school Pickett Corral School, because they built it just like they did the corral.
They built the school like the corral?
Right. With the cedar posts.
Going vertically?
Vertically.
Instead of horizontally?
Right. And it was a Pickett Corral. And they didn't get it all chinked up before the bad weather came. And I would go to school and sweep the snow out where it would come in through these, well, you know how those cedar logs naturally are narrower at the top. They finally got it chinked up. I don't know how they did it, but they did. And we didn't have any snow coming in there for a while. They hauled the wood, and I chopped it, and I carried the water on my old horse, and I also brought one of the students with me. Mm-hmm. And it really was a school building. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as large as this kitchen. Mm-hmm. Maybe from that counter over to here. Mm-hmm.
So about 8 feet, 8 to 12 feet, something
right.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
And 8 to 12 feet might be mm-hmm. the size of the mm-hmm. building. Mm-hmm. I had 6 children, 3 grades. 5 of them came from one family, and 1 came from the family where I stayed. I went to school right along with the kids. I loved it, and we had the best time, and I think they learned, and I know I did. Mm-hmm. And then, this is real interesting. Many, many, many years later, we had a cattlemen's convention here in Durango. And we were sitting at the banquet table, and I had met this lady, and she said, Marguerite, she was from Denver. She said, we took a long drive today. And I said, well, where did you go? And she said, well, we went down the Animas River on the highway, you know, to Cedar Hill. And I said, what were you looking for? And she said, well, you'll laugh when you hear it. She said, I was looking for an old school by the name of Pickett Corral. Now, many years later, my family were grown and everything.